Coach, that's a one-run game there through seven, and just your thoughts after this one plays out today.
Yeah, tough way to win. You know, Crotchfeldt, they did a good job, just got on him early. So not his best day. And then Sullivan, you know, just outpitched us early, and then, you know, our guys drill it all the way back. Not surprised to see them come back. And you're right, just got kind of to the bottom of that, our pitching to win the first 2 days. And really it's a recurrence of what we've seen in Indiana, Southern Cal, and we got to continue to grow from it. But, you know, it was either a walk, a hit. I mean, it's all of it. And I hadn't seen 16 runs in an inning in a long time. So run through guys, and I just hated putting Isabel in there at the end, but we'd kind of run through all of our guys just to get it over with. So I appreciate him at least coming in for us, but hated to have to do it. So guys got to start going longer, do better. We got to piece this together to give us a chance to be successful in game threes, and but give Georgia credit. And, you know, I'm thankful to win the series, but we, again, this is an example of where you won three games in a row and try to get back going. But, you know, we still know we have things to work on, and get right back at it Tuesday.
You had mentioned using bullets on Thursday and Friday to win the series. Ultimately, you do that. So with that said, how do you want the guys to feel coming out of this game or this weekend as you take two out of three from Georgia?
Yeah, really the same. You know, I'm trying to get them off of a amusement ride. And it can't be up and down. This is the Southeastern Conference, and we know it's going to be hard, but you got to enjoy the journey too. I mean, you're going to look back, and this is going to be one of the best times of your life. So you can't just follow the mood swings back and forth. We got to come right back out with solutions no matter how we feel. But, you know, I wanted growth today. You don't have to tell you. So I'm not leaving like, you know, the teacher that's just all happy. They scored, you know, three in the first and three in the fifth. And even before we got to the eighth inning, the big inning, you know, we can erase a couple of those runs. We did just yesterday. But, you know, maybe the same stuff or somebody not as comfortable getting to their stuff. That's where we have to grow. We need more pitchers, I guess, to either lengthen their outings, hopefully, or, you know, if we get to this part of our lineup or pitching staff, they got to make one more pitch a time or two. I thought we could have got out of a couple innings earlier because that game got 8-2. Yeah. We made it 8-7, so we just have to stay after it.
The totality of the weekend, you get Bobby Pierce back as the DH for all three games. You get Cooper McMurray back. He gets a couple of big pinch hits, plays some defense at first, and you get to see a little Ike Irish behind the plate. Your thoughts on just a couple of pieces coming back into the mix for your team this weekend?
Yeah, I think you said it. I think everybody knows that Irish is probably the catcher of the future, so that happened for the first time today. McMurray getting back out on the field and still having good at-bats was really good. So we got down so big, we're trying to go offensive. You know, it almost worked. We didn't catch him. But, you know, Bobby is – it's good to see him return to the lineup. He split the gap last night. Hopefully the timing keeps drawing nearer and nearer. It's one of our best players, arguably our best player. So maybe getting him back to the outfield is going to be huge for us. And, you know, you're seeing all this creation of offense. It's almost back. You feel like in another week, at least from an offensive standpoint, you could be back to full strength like you started the season.
An extra day now in between this and your next game, North Alabama, here at home Tuesday night.
Yeah, this is one of those, instead of the push, I think the push comes Monday to get ready and reset. And nine games in 11 days, trip to Arkansas and over to Montgomery Tuesday, and then another SEC series. So I think everybody needs to pump the brakes and take a minute here and get off their feet, go to church, get ready for school again Monday, and then come back out here and hit it on Monday, being ready to go against North Alabama on Tuesday.
We always appreciate the visit, Coach. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.